40 years ago, shortly after a tour of duty in Vietnam, Roy Bourgeois had just embarked on a new career, Catholic priest. His life since then has been one of controversial liberal activism. He founded the Schools of the Americas Watch, which monitored the activities of a U.S. center that trains Latin American military officers. He spent 4 years in prison for various protesting activities, then excommunication for his support of the ordination of women to the Catholic priesthood. Mr. Bourgeois is in East Lansing for a showing tonight of the movie Pink Smoke Over the Vatican at the Hanna Community Center. The movie makes the case for the ordination of women. Roy Bourgeois is joined by Lansing's Katie Doyle, a lifelong Catholic who wanted to be a priest as a young person and is following this discussion very closely. Roy and Katie, welcome to Current State.
It's good to be with you.
Thank you.
Is the ordination issue the one you're most involved with now, or are there others?
Well, really, wherever I speak, folks get the package deal in a way. I'm still, because of my time spent in Bolivia, 5 years working with the poor in Bolivia after being ordained, and then in El Salvador, where friends were raped and killed, four church women in 1980 were raped and killed, two of them of the Merino Sisters community. And that brought many of us into that issue of the School of the Americas. Soldiers trained at this school were responsible for their rape and murder, along with Bishop Romero, the Jesuits, and many, many others. So I'm still really working with the grassroots movement to close the U.S. Army School of the Americas at Fort Benning. And more information on that is soaw.org. But it was in that struggle, confronting the injustice of U.S. foreign policy in Latin America, that I met this injustice much closer to home, in my church, the exclusion of women to the priesthood. And meeting so many devout women really made me reflect on the basic question, why wouldn't women be ordained? I mean, as Catholics, we profess that men and women are created equal, of equal worth and dignity. As priests, we all say, including the Pope, that the call to be a priest is a gift and comes from God. So the question I began to ask myself and fellow priests was a very important one. Who are we as men to say that our call from God is authentic, but your call as women is not? And what I discovered in my church was a church teaching that was rooted in sexism. Mm-hmm. And helping me reflect on that was my experience of many years growing up in Louisiana, 12 years of segregated schools, worshiping in a Catholic church where the last five pews were for the black members. That was racism, and we justified it by saying it was our tradition, separate but equal. And so what we have here, I see, is something very, you know, connected. And what I see is sexism, like racism, like homophobia, and all these other forms of discrimination, mm-hmm. are, you know, it's immoral, it's wrong, it's a sin, and it must change.
I see that a New York Times CBS News poll shows 7 out of 10 U.S. Catholics support ordination for women. How big a factor is public opinion?
Oh, very big. I mean, I reminded the Vatican when I received a letter 3 years ago, and from my own Merino community that I've been a member of for 46 years, warned that if I did not recant my public support for the ordination of women, I would be excommunicated. I reminded them that I'm not this lone voice crying in the wilderness. The majority of Catholics, according to the CBS poll and many other polls, 70% of Catholics want women priest. The problem, of course, is with this, and I've been a member of that all-boys club, a very powerful, privileged, all-male clerical culture. We see women, not all, but many priests, I would say the majority, would see women as a threat to our power, would view women as lesser than men. And this is what we would call prejudice. Let me just say, we have lost our way. And the reason there is such a crisis in the Catholic Church, it's not just about the sexual abuse scandal, which was horrific, which really shook the church to its very core. But the real problem today is we as men continue, just recently, telling the nuns, the women, religious, that they must fall in line, reminding them that they are inferior, that only men are the authentic teachers in faith and morals. And most Catholics, of course, because of the sexual abuse scandal, would say, who are you as men to be claiming to own the church, to speak for God?
Mm-hmm.
Where are the women? Where are the women?
Katie Doyle, tell us about wanting to be a priest as a child and what you make of this issue in 2013.
Well, thank you for allowing us to speak. And I grew up with a mother who was Episcopalian and a father who was Roman Catholic. And my mother converted and, you know, became a pastoral minister and worked in the church. And from the time I was very young, she was always on Sunday, would be up on the altar, perhaps cleaning up or that sort of thing, helping out in the church. And when I was, I think, 5 or 6 years old, I remember being up on the altar with her after a service. And I said, Mom, I want to be a priest when I grow up. And I remember her whipping around and saying, oh, no, you can't, Katie. That's only for men. And then she sort of stepped back. But that image and that idea stayed with me that only men were allowed to celebrate this tradition, which I still do hold close to my heart in terms of the ritual and the community, but in terms of how the church manifests itself, the church with the big C, I have issues with and cannot keep close to my heart.
So you let that dream go at a young age or more recently?
Oh, at a young age, I think.
Okay.
I let it go.
Okay.
I had struggles when I was growing up. I became married and was divorced and then not accepted in the church as a divorced woman as well, in some ways. It's an insidious problem, I think.
Back to the public support issue, though. Can public support, Roy Bourgeois, can public support of women in the priesthood get the Vatican to a tipping point any faster, or is the institution simply too inflexible for
that?
Well,
I don't think it's any one cause that's going to bring about this church reform. The church, Catholic Church, is in a serious crisis today, along with the sexual abuse scandal, of course, that really reminded people, you know, that there was something unhealthy with the church, the way, you know, the way priests were worshipped, really. And that blind trust and that blind obedience to authority began to be questioned now. But here's another issue. When I entered, you know, after Vietnam into the seminary, we had over 300 seminarians. This is the 60s, and we had three seminaries to prepare our priest of the Maronite order to be priest and to be ordained. Today we have 10 seminarians. Our three seminaries are closed. I mean, mm-hmm. the all-male celibate priesthood has gone the way of the dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a time that of the past. Today, what people want is a church where men and women, we don't have this clericalism. We don't have priests put on this pedestal and treated as gods and angels.
Yeah.
This is not healthy.
And when you think about Lansing as well, too, I know that we have, since April, there have been 12 announced changes of pastors in churches for the Lansing Diocese. And of these 12, only 4 will actually be replaced by priests or pastors. There will be 2 of them that will have priests that serve as administrators and work in several parishes to administrate the parishes. But we've lost, you know, a pastor in a parish that shepherds the people. So why can't that shepherd be a woman? There are already women priests. There was a woman named Ludmila Javorova. I apologize if I pronounce her name incorrectly, but there's a great book by Mary and Therese Winter called Out of the Depths. She was ordained during the Czechoslovakian Cold War by a bishop to serve, and these were people that were underground during the Cold War because, of course, Catholicism and religious practice was a difficult thing at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And the world is changing.
Roy Bourgeois, I understand you have been somewhat encouraged by the election of Pope Francis. Still, Francis announced on Monday that he plans to continue a hardline approach to reforming a group one group that represents some 80% of American nuns. This is, you may have alluded to this earlier, this is the Leadership Conference of Women Religious, or LCWR. Pope Benedict felt the group was promoting, quote, radical feminist themes incompatible with the Catholic faith, unquote. Are you less optimistic than you were a month ago?
You bet. When I read that article yesterday in the New York Times, I must say this glimmer of hope really diminished. I mean, it's another experience. You know, to be very honest, I was cautiously optimistic. I will, of course, appeal my excommunication by Pope Benedict just four months ago when I received this call from the headquarters.
You will? Okay.
I will appeal it, yes. But I must say, because of the statement in the press yesterday, when Pope Francis affirming, you know, the reprimand by Pope Benedict of the women religious. But it really shows, though, once again, how, you know, men view women. They are inferior. They are not, because they are women, able to interpret the scriptures and question the church's teachings about women, about birth control, about women in the church. And what we have here is really the core of the crisis. Men are saying to women, we are your bosses. We are superior. You are inferior. This is what we used to call in the seminary as heresy.
Katie Doyle, when mm-hmm. when you encounter a Lansing area Catholic who resists the mm-hmm. idea, do you encounter Lansing area Catholics who are part of the 3 out of 10 who resist the idea of the ordination of women in the church? What are those conversations like?
Yes, I haven't had conversations per se, but I have stood my ground with a sign in front of the cathedral, for instance, saying, you know, and got some looks from people who had been coming into service during masses, the ordination mass last year. And that's okay. I mean, part of this is the discussion about how this changes. And, you know, when you talk about the Pope, you know, saying these things about women, you know, we look at the family, men and women. Women guide our children all the time. We have to allow another perspective. Why can't women lead in spiritual guidance as
Very
well?
Very good. We have to leave it there. Great discussion. Roy Bourgeois is in East Lansing tonight. Pink Smoke Over the Vatican at the Hanna Community Center. And Katie Doyle. Thank you both.
If I could just mention my booklet, My Journey from
Quickly.
Silence to Solidarity.
And it's great. Thank you so
Very
much
good.
For having
Thanks
us.
Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.